From scratch.
Is social learning the be-all and end-all of corporate learning? That's today's From Scratch conversation. Nigel, you're a past master of all things learning and development, so social learning, is it the be-all and end-all?
Hope I'm not just past. I've got some future ahead of me, Martin. The answer is, I think, a very strong no, it isn't the be-all and end-all. I'm getting slightly irritated by people who harumph when you talk about anything else. In other words, it's not cool to mention LMS. It's not cool to mention formal structured learning of any sort. And I worry about that, and I hope there are other people who worry about it. I also worry about people who think that social learning is something that's nothing to do with them, and they can leave people to do it socially, and it sorts itself out. You know, my position is, I think, somewhere in the middle. There's great value in encouraging social learning, but there's also incredible value in doing something a little bit more formal and structured and bring the two together, and maybe you get the biggest bangs for the buck.
But come on, aren't the reason we talk about social more and more now is that obviously there's social media technologies. We are getting back to what makes us a bit more human. And we know that the social element of learning is critically important to making it happen. Haven't we just messed it up a bit with LMS and, you know, the whole formal type of education, classroom-based approach? And isn't the truth of the matter that we don't really need any or as much of that?
I think we do need some of it, and I think we need to do things in a structured way, and people are very comfortable learning in a structured way, but not for everything that they do. And we need LMSs to be able to manage that process, to be able to pump out a bit of data. The danger is when we think the LMS is the great god and we can't do anything outside it or without it. But on the other hand, there's a great danger in seeing social learning as the natural way of learning. We absorb information, we learn in all sorts of interesting social ways. But sometimes sitting in a structured format, reading a book, listening to a lecture, all of these things have their place. And I don't like people who harumph, you know, when they're there on the agenda.
Okay, so final question then. So how do we know when to use what approach?
The answer is we haven't a clue, and I'm kind of glad about that. And some people take some things in different ways from some processes. In other words, the more we provide allows the individuals to choose the best way that suits them, not just because of their the only way they can learn is in a particular way, but on a certain day in certain circumstances for certain reasons, people find their own level of learning, and we should allow them to find their own level of learning.
Okay, so I never thought I'd say this, but maybe there's an argument here to be more pragmatic and maybe sit on the fence a bit. Nigel, thank you very much for also using the word harumph, which I enjoyed greatly, and thanks very much.
It's great to talk, Martin.
From scratch.